Zane and Dunks Drive Home.
The Rock.
Hey, I was supposed to. This is the first time that we were being in the same pub without working, and I had to go early.
Oh, yeah, true.
But then I was working.
Yeah, you were kind of working, but then you were going to be knocking off, and then you had your wedding, you got double worked.
Went to Chapel Bar on Sunday, and Dunk was there. The breakfast guys turned up, Bryce.
Bryce and Moles were there as well.
Yeah.
Had a bit of a Sunday session since all of us had work off on Monday.
It was nice. Good catch up.
And then, victim of theft, mate.
Can't believe it.
Hasn't happened before. I've always been worried about it.
Mm.
Not a major, but the card either got, I guess, not given back after a transaction or left on the table or something like that. So we were careless with our card. But then someone pay waved the snot out of us, like a couple of $100.
I just can't believe someone would...
It was because I had my card as well. It was just like 4 or 5 rounds that they purchased, like
we got under $80.
We went Ubered home and they were still buying rounds on our card.
That's nuts, eh?
But it's bound to happen, though. Remember, at first they were too oversensitive and wouldn't even be that close to the paywave thing and you're paying for other people's stuff.
Mm. Oh, if you go on holiday and you got your paywave in your pocket, apparently people with those special kind of like weird machines come up and beep and just... Put a little paywave thing up against your pocket, then take your money.
Yeah, so that sucked. Made the night doubly expensive.
How much did you lose?
Well, that was only a couple of hundy.
Mate, you know what? I could get the video footage checked and we can actually name and shame this culprit. You know,
well, that'd be quite good. We could hold our own version of like Police 10-7.
I love that. That would be really good.
This filthy mongrel's going around places ticking up bloody rounds of Heineken on Duncan Hyde's card.
Ooh, it would be good for Facebook and likes, wouldn't it, for our Facebook page? I'll ask Luke Teller, the guy who owns it.
Can you get your money back when someone frauds you through your debit card?
I think if you're with Westpac, your money's insured. So if you get, someone's pay-waved your card or something, and it's not you.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you can get cash back.
Really? Oh, I should look at it. I'll look into that.
Sure, do it. Which leads us to our question.
What's the... Oh, yeah. Have you been the victim of theft? What did they steal off you? The more creative, the better.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like when a digger goes missing on something. This is slightly different from a debit plus card. But like a digger just goes missing off a farm in the middle of the night. How do they do it? Maybe you caught a theft in the middle of the act, like in your room.
And all banks are insured, apparently.
Yeah, a couple of texts came through on that saying it. But anyway, got us on to theft chat. Anything you got, there's some gold texts coming through. Someone's saying that on 3520 is the text number. I once had two criminals try and break into the garage I was staying in, so I jumped out of bed in my undies, grabbed the closest weapon, which was an enormous flathead screwdriver, ripped the door open. The crims were trying to unlock it at the time. I've never seen someone run so fast in my life. There I was, standing 120 clicks, walking around the driveway, yelling with a flathead screwdriver.
Jeez. Don't live in a bloody garage.
Someone else is saying some shady bastard stole my credit card details overnight and booked 3K of hotels in Paris. Just currently torn to the bank trying to get their money back. And this one's quite good too. Brand new chainsaw went missing, called the cops, claimed insurance. 10 days later, after buying the replacement chainsaw, the original one turns up with a full can of gas and new bar oil.
Jeez.
So they just nicked it, used it, and then gave it back.
That's nice.
With the gas as well.
Good. After the phones, sir, when were you the victim of theft, please?
Oh, I had a couple of dirt bikes nicked out of my shed, mate.
God, I hate that. Insured?
Nah.
Oh, man. So how many grand you reckon you lost? What were they worth?
4 or 5 grand.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, the worst bit was it was actually open with a key.
Really cheeky.
So what, you knew the person or they just had like a universal skeleton key?
Nah, we knew the person, but trying to prove it, you know?
Not exactly the most easy things to hock. I mean, I guess dirt bikes are easier to hock off than a road bike because do they have VIN numbers and stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, they've got chassis numbers, but they get covered up and all sorts of...
Of course, you're never going to see them again, mate. They're gone.
So if you think you know the person, why don't you call them out by first name right now and just be like, mate, I know you did it. Karma's going to get you. Give them a message.
Who did it?
I won't name and shame them.
Shit, I would if I was
Dave,
you.
Dave, give the bikes back.
Dave, we know you got the bikes, Dave.
Bloody Dave.
Low move, mate.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
Thanks, Manny.
Yes.
Bro, it's probably not Dave, is it?
No. It's all Trev or Colin or something. Hello. The Rock.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
I've got to tell you the story about a mate of mine who had a little Hiab truck called Buddy. And Buddy disappeared from his yard in the South Wairarapa one weekend.
Oh.
And he put out the Facebook call, and it was seen heading north into the Hawke's Bay, and it got lost and disappeared. And about 3 or 4 months later, he got a ring on the phone from the policeman on the Chathams. He'd found his truck.
Wow.
Somebody had stuck it on a boat at Napier, sent it to the Chathams.
The Chatham Islands?
Yeah, so Buddy went on holiday.
Yeah. Who paid for it to get it back?
Oh, I would imagine it was courtesy of the government.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Do you know what? Here's a fact. Maybe wrong, but I've been told that the Chatham Islands has the most millionaires per capita out of any place in New Zealand.
Is that right?
And motorbikes.
Yeah, that'd be right. And also, you know when those Isuzu, what are those Isuzu utes, that D-Max utes came out?
Mm. Yep.
Some smart bugger jumped on from Isuzu, must have jumped, like a sales rep jumped on a plane and went over and saw them and cut them all a deal, and like 30 or 40 of the locals all bought brand new D-Max utes. And my mate was over there visiting his old man, reckons he walked into the local pub on the Chathams and there was just like 40 dudes in there having pints and Isuzu D-Max ute vests that they got free with the utes.
Oh, too much.
Wow.
A lot of money
it
in the Chathams.
Proves they work.
Oh, they do. Yeah, 100%.
Nice talking to you, mate. Thanks very much.
See you, boys.
See you,
see
you,
Terry.
Hey, I had a story where we had stuff going missing. Out of this house I used to rent. I just couldn't go, where is this stuff going?
What like, sort of stuff?
Little bits of jewellery, loose cash that I would have in pants and trousers and maybe the odd jacket and some shoes. I'm going, it can't be the cleaner. You know, we trust the cleaner.
It
can't be the babysitter. Found out it was a person who, you know how you get bloody keys cut when you... Mm. It's just the last tenant coming back and having a little snoop around and
really?
Then taking stuff. They've got a full set of keys because they've got the keys cut.
Huh.
So how cheeky is that?
Don't, if you're going in, you're breaking and entering, make it worth your while. Don't steal loose change.
Yeah.
Clean the place out, for God damn it.
Well, I think I think I got like, what is it, cased or something. They would just study the comings and goings and then just kind of worked out and then just kind of came in and kind of like hung out.
Weird.
It was weird. It was weird. Anyway.
I just realised what I said. I'd like to retract that last statement. If I was sort of encouraging cleaning out a place and stealing stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe don't do that.
The Rock Drive Home with Thane and Dunk.
And let's talk about Andrew Mulligan.
Oh, yeah. So he was working on Sky Sports broadcast of the Crusaders game on Saturday night. And he got stitched up by some technical difficulties.
But let's have another listen. Did he?
No, he did.
Can I just...
Well, we'll play the audio and we'll explain what was happening in Andrew Mulligan's ear.
Just one question. How do you stop a juggernaut?
Who?
A juggernaut like the Crusaders. How do you stop that? 36-3 AMI Stadium, and it is an absolute massacre at the moment. We'll be back after the break.
Pick up.
So he sounded hammered.
Absolute juggernaut.
He said his piece this morning on The Breakfast Show and explained why, but he was getting a massive amount of feedback through his earpiece.
Even still, so listen.
Was just one question.
Just one question.
Because as soon as he caught him off guard, as soon as he was waiting, as soon as he started talking.
All right.
It was already live then. It was already going out and it just really threw him. So he was like, well, what am I hearing? As he's trying to talk, and normally you don't get that in your ear. Admittedly, on the Breakfast Show this morning, they slowed him down a wee bit, didn't help his cause.
Oh, no.
Just one question. How do you stop a juggernaut? A juggernaut like the Crusaders, how do you stop that? 36-3 AMI Stadium, and it is an absolute massacre at the moment. We'll be back after
I can't hear anymore. He sounds...
100% he wasn't, because then after the game, you know, like he was doing an interview with Izzy Dagg. It was clearly not drunk. They just sorted
out. And then he went to social media, right, and he said, obviously I was drunk. Or no one admits it on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I get him.
But he's been given the treatment from Jeremy, producer, the number one parody writer in the country. And I think it's to Robin Thicke's song.
Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines.
Yeah, here we go. That's great.
There we go. We'll see what he's done.
Mulls slurred lines, everyone.
Just one question. How do you stop a juggernaut? A juggernaut like the Crusaders. How do you stop that? But it is an absolute massacre at the moment.
If
If you can't hear what Buzz was trying to say, if it sounds like half his brain's gone away, maybe he's kind of deaf, had a stroke in his mind, maybe he's so drunk that he's blind. Okay, it's not a stroke, we found that out quite quickly, and yet the problem is, he's sounding kind of sickly. He tweeted he was drinking, he did it without thinking, how much piss was he sinking? Mull said on Twitter he was drunk as. He sounds moronic, has Mull's been on it? Too much gin and tonic? Said he was drunk as. What was he tasting? He sounds so wasted, looks even more pasty. He had those slurred lines. He was on Sky Sport. What if he gets caught drinking that export? Said he was drunk as. Now he'll get fired for being wired. Who did Sky Sport hire?
The Rock Drive Home with Thane and Dunk.
Did you have a holiday there, Johnny?
I worked on Monday, but obviously I had... you know, Anzac Day off, yeah.
Oh, fair enough. That's good. Yeah. I had a big one.
Yeah.
Can you tell?
I'm feeling the best today.
Fane's about halfway up Struggle Street at the moment.
But I don't have any legal problems. That's good. And if you do, 0800 Rock Phone right now. We want to take your call live and, and try and get you out of that.
Can't get through on the phones. Text keyword LORTS and your details of your case off to 3520. We mentioned this one briefly before. Someone's texting saying they bought a property 2 years ago and the people they bought it off left a couple of small portable buildings / sleep outs on them. Now he wants them back. 2 years later.
Come on. Mm. Give me a break.
Two sleep outs on the property.
Will that come down to whether or not it was left on the chattels?
It's a chattel, not a fixture, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and it's not on the chattels list, so that's tough. I don't think they can... It's too late.
Yeah.
What happens if you... And this is my situation. I've got a question for you.
Yes.
You leave your child's placenta buried in a someone's backyard.
Yes.
But it's not a buried. It's in a big planter box. Can I go back and get it? Under some kind of...
That's a very interesting question as to ownership of the placenta. Ordinarily, you would think that the placenta belongs to the mother, not to you.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right, unless the mother gave it to you, in which case it is yours and you could go back and get it. There is an argument that the placenta belongs to the child because...
Oh, God. I just want the tree, to be honest.
Right. That tree will be going hard right now.
Well, it's a lemon tree. It's going nuts.
Yes. my placenta tree, as I call it, is in Whangamatar. Nice. So,
is that quite normal to do?
Yes, everyone's doing it, mate. Yes.
How'd you take it home?
In a plastic bag.
Yeah, and freeze it. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But just don't. If you're hungry, don't defrost it.
I had a caller on the night show years ago.
Yeah.
That exact same thing happened, but he was staying at a mate's house. Got home, tried to cook us some steak when he was blind drunk, and the wife came out halfway through and just absolutely lost it. Not good.
Nah.
Right, should we go to Connor first?
Tastes like liver, apparently.
Gross. Connor, turn everything down. Let's get to your question. What do you got? Are you there, Connor?
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Yeah, great. Question for Johnny
K. Let's go. Connor.
Hello, am I on?
You're on. Yeah, go, man, go.
Sorry, man. Anyway, my cousin works for this, he's a builder at this construction company, and... one day he came home and then got a phone call from his boss saying, hey, don't bother coming in tomorrow. You've just lost your job. He had no warnings, no letters or anything. Just one day just got told on the phone, hey, don't bother coming in.
Okay, he's got to file a personal grievance within 3 months. You can't do that. Well, it depends on the contract of employment, but generally speaking, if he's in full-time employment and there's no written contract, then you've got to generally have 3 notices, and then on the 3rd notice... With reasons, you can then be fired, all right? And then what your mate's got to do is now file a personal grievance, so long as it's within 3 months, serve it on the employer, and then take it to the employment tribunal.
Okay, personal grievance.
Yes.
Oh, sweet as.
Okay.
Excuse me. Thanks very much, Manny.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, appreciate it. Bye. That's ours done. Text here, 3520, keyword law. Hi, Johnny, my wife is in her 90-day trial period at work. She had an accident outside of work, which meant she was away from work for 3 weeks. Now that she's back at work, her boss has said that the end of her trial date has been extended by the three weeks that she was away. Is this legal from Carl?
I don't think so. I think the 90-day period is still active. My suggestion is talk to them. Say, okay, well, look, is there a prospect of me getting full-time employment at the completion of my 3 months? And then they'll give you a heads up or not. And then what you will do is, if they say no, then you quit on the spot.
Booyah.
Power to the people. Yeah. Good job of stuff, Johnny. Good.
Hey, Johnny, we had our flat checked. In the past, it's been every 2 months. Oh, that's a terribly written text. Try back it. Text in again, and I'll read it okay. out. For Johnny, if I want to leave my contracting job, do I have to hand in 2 weeks' notice if I'm on a casual contract?
The answer to that is if there isn't a written contract, then you have to give a reasonable notice period, but it's not defined, so it could be a week. Yeah, there's nothing stopping you leaving on the spot, actually, technically.
Damn. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
3520, keyword law. Can my boss decline holiday leave? I've given 4 weeks' notice, and I'm going to have to resign to get it by the sound of things. No. Otherwise, I'm going to miss out on a holiday my missus has bought for a birthday gift.
No, upon technically speaking, if you've acted responsibly and given leave to end your job, then upon your departure, they have to provide you with your holiday pay. Just like that.
Good to know. Where are we at now, Johnny? Have you got to talk about that holiday thing on the text?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so this is one that was mentioned before. So, but I don't think we quite answered it correctly. Basically, what the person was texting and saying, if I give 2 months' notice, right. Saying I want to take a week's holiday, can my boss say no?
Yes, he can. He or she can, yes. Because it depends on the contract. Often the contracts have a stipulation that the holiday must be taken at a certain time. So my suggestion is go and negotiate with your employer. Because if you're giving them 2 months' notice...
Come on, Irene.
You know, yeah.
This workplace is the same. We can take 1 week holiday in June and then the rest has got to be taken at Christmas now.
Right.
That's just how it is. Everyone's in the same boat. Suck it up.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
All right, let's rip into... shall we go to Kobe first? He's been waiting for a couple of songs or two.
Kobe, mate, what's your question?
Righto. About a bit over a year ago, I lost my eye to a hospital stuff-up.
Oh, God.
And my question was, is it worth pursuing it through courts, as in do I pretty much take them to the cleaners, or do I just forget about it, really?
What exactly happened, Kobe?
They put it down to a medical misadventure, so they lapsed my appointment by about 6 months, 6 to 8 months. And in that process, I went blind in one eye.
Right, okay. This is what you can do. There's case law on this which says now all your medical treatment for your injury, right, is covered by ACC.
I've gone through those channels, and all they reckon they could do for me was give me my... lost the income.
Okay.
And that's what they've done.
Yes. Okay, but now also what you could do is you could sue for punitive damages.
But
you need a lawyer and possibly a team of lawyers to try and get some damages for that.
What's an eye worth? How much are you going to get out of them? A couple hundred thousand?
Yeah, maybe.
I'd like to think about more than that.
Yeah, well, that's what you could do, but it's whether you know, it'll take a long time. And
you want one of those lawyers that'll just do it if you win, right? You know, what are those ones called?
They're acting on a contingency fee basis. One, it's not my area, and two, some people argue that you're not allowed to do contingencies in New Zealand. Some lawyers do, but... Yes, those are the rules.
Go to the dark web, mate. Download Tor program and go and get a dodgy lawyer.
Fane's all obsessed with the dark web at the moment.
It's all on the dark web, mate. Probably you can answer that question.
Jeez, couple of hundred grand. So you want more than a couple of hundred grand for your eye?
Wow, it's really priceless, I would have thought.
Yeah, see, that's lawyer speak there. I reckon you need to start forking out the Benjamins and make this thing happen. Sue the pants off them.
Yeah, lawyer. I'd like to think so, but yeah.
Do you wear a glass eye now, or what's your story?
Nah, I've still got my real one. I just can't see out of it.
Is it clouded over?
It's getting that way, yeah.
Yeah, I'd go for 350 to 500,000.
Oh, yeah. No, that sounds like a decent old figure.
That's better.
All right, mate. Good luck, Kobe,
nah,
okay?
Very good.
Cheers, wish you buddy. Well, sir.
Yeah.
Jeez, what a pain in the ass that'd be.
Mate, I won't say your real name. Hello, your question for Johnny Kane.
Yeah, mate. We bought a house about 12 years back, and recently the roof started leaking. We'd had a roofer come and look at our place, and he said that our roof should never have been signed off on the building certificate.
Yep.
So we've been quoted many thousands of dollars to get this fixed, and we're wondering if there's anything we can...
Yes, there is a lot. So what happens is... Ordinarily, the principle is you've got to sue within 6 years. However, 6 years from the time that it could reasonably have been found by you, right? And you've just found it, therefore you can sue all the parties that have done that. That includes the council that have signed it off and also the people that have built the building, right? So now you've got to go to some lawyers and start suing people or threatening to sue them.
So did you say 6 years from the time that you discovered the problem?
That's reasonably discoverable, yes.
Right.
And that you've just discovered it, so 6 years starts from whenever it was.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. Cheers. Okay.
I like it when Johnny does that. He just arms somebody with a whole lot of ammunition ready to start firing.
Yes.
You're like, oh, some shit's going to come down now. Yes. That guy's got a leg to stand on.
Yes. I like to help people, you know.
Very good man.
Fane and Dunk.
Some text in it. We were talking to a bloke before that lost his eye through medical mispractice, is that what you call it?
Yes.
Got 10 grand for the loss of my eye.
Yeah, that's from the ACC. That's not punitive damages. Punitive damages is on top of that.
What is punitive damages?
Okay, so you're punishing the tort of the loss. So over and above ACC, which is there's personal injury by accident, you still have the right to sue and for the tort. And but it's very expensive, and you know the lawyers. It's very expensive legal fees, but you can still do that, and you still can get, you know, 200,000.
Apparently, a life on a plane is only worth 350.
I didn't know that.
Well, if you die in a plane crash,
you get 350,000.
Isn't that in the in the ticket?
I think so.
That's everyone regardless. But then if you've got travel insurance, you get that on top of it.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
You get a double whack. Good to know, you morbid son of a gun.
Yeah.
Here's another text. Law, my contract says I'm not entitled to time and a half on a public holiday if I do under 7 hours. Is this legal?
I think it is legal. Yes, it's because of contract of employment. You don't have a statutory right to time and a half on a public holiday.
So it's in the contract, it's just how it is.
Yes.
Motorcycle accident 11 years ago, person responsible got off dangerous riding causing death, but didn't have to pay anything for damaged vehicles. Can they be held liable for damaged vehicles, a motorcycle, 11 years on?
No, 6 years on, up to 6 years on they can.
Just gotcha. A long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's another one involving a long time as well. I heard through the grapevine that the owner of my old house is having trouble with council over illegal renovations that were done to the house without council consent. The question is, can I get in trouble for doing those renovations and building work myself without council consent? These were done about 10 years ago.
Right, it depends on whether they purchased it with the full knowledge of the fact that it hadn't been signed off, right? They may have purchased it on the basis that knowing that, you know what I mean? Therefore, this person can't, but I don't know. So you need to go and look at the contract.
Contemplating a move to across the ditch to Australia now that Julia Gillard's out. My question is, for your expert, is a criminal record still a prerequisite to get entry into Australia?
Certain offences will get you excluded. So serious offences, misdemeanours as opposed don't count, like drunk driving, but felonies do. So I think it's 3 years, sentences for offences which carry the maximum term of prison to 3 years or more.
Keyword is law. 3520 on the text machine. I took a guy to court last year and won the case as he owes me a large amount of money. I've filled out many forms, including application for hearing assessment, warrant to seize property, and for arrest. I've been giving the court's address. But,
yes.
Did you just delete something, Thane? Dropped out of there. There we go. What would be my next step? I have half of his date of birth, so they can't take money from his account.
half of his date of birth. Okay, well, you can ask the bailiff to, once you've established your right, to go and seize that person's property, and they'll do it on your behalf.
Can you just send, so you just hire some heavies and send them around to go and...
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
No heavies. You could. You could.
Good to know.
If their first name is Bailiff, then you can send them around.
All right, 3520, keyword law.
I was digging on my farm with a digger and I came across what looks like some old Māori carvings and bits and pieces. Do I legally need to notify someone or can I just bury them again and pretend I never saw them? What do you reckon? It's an old par site, 400 or 500 metres from the spot, I reckon. They might have got the site wrong.
That's a very interesting question. Some people, you know, wrongly, I think, keep the digger and drive through it. However, it's not unlike you have a rugby ball and it goes over to your next door neighbours and it gets buried or lost in the bush or something. The rugby ball still is your property. However, the person on whose property it is has greater rights to that property, not over you, but over anybody else. So my suggestion is that you should notify the kaumātua and say, look, we found something here. This may belong to your tribe, right? And then if it transpires that it doesn't, then and only then does it become your property. Okay. Mm.
Well, I'll finish up on this one. There's been a lot of 90-day trial texts come in, but someone said, does the 90-day trial period include weekends or does it only count weekdays that you work?
It includes weekends. It's 90 days inclusive of weekends. It's not like 5-day weeks for... Mm. What would that make? That'd be one over four, 18 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Johnny, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
See you next Monday.
Yeah, much appreciated. Thank you. It was very complicated.
There's a lot coming through today.
And your phone number, just in case we need you?
Yes, sir. 021-653-933.
Thane and Dunks Drive Home.
Our daytime host, Jim, is so stupid that he thinks there's actually an ocean called the KFC. But for some reason, when it comes to riddles...
You can hear his brain frying right
now. No, I'm not. It's five. Is it? Oh, God.
He's some kind of freaking genius. Riddle Jim this.
Good afternoon, James. How are you? Jim. Hello.
Am I on?
No.
There he is.
Hello. Hello.
That's my only job, just to turn on those buttons. And
to be honest, there's a button in front of me. I could have just done it myself.
I love the moustache.
Do you like it?
I do.
I emceed a Mexican wedding over the weekend, so I thought I'd shave in a bit of a growler. And you know what? I'm kind of thinking she might stick around.
Please.
I love it. Yeah. Love it. It's like you've got a third eyebrow.
It is, yeah. Already. Mrs. Hates it, but that's all right.
What are eyebrows all about? What's the purpose of eyebrows?
But you get rid of your eyebrow. You just look very alarmed and shocked.
Yeah, you need them. Yeah,
no. It's to help express emotion. Right. Also, I think they actually get stuff, they help to get shit out of your eyes, don't they?
I'd like to know the answer to this. I'm just going to quickly Google this.
Do a bit of wiki.
What are eyebrows for?
You're on the deep web?
It could be on a bloody...
Not deep web, that's tomorrow's show.
It could be a bloody like a design fault, you know, like nipples for males. We don't need those, do we?
No, we don't.
Oh, hang on. Jeez, hell of a sentence straight off the bat, guys.
No.
Eyebrows are the Swiss Army knife for the human body. They do everything. First and foremost, they protect your eyes. The shape of the brow ridge and the brows themselves channel sweat, rain and moisture away from the eyeballs so your vision stays clear. Second, they're essential for communication, like Jim said. I reckon me and Jim have got the best eyebrows at The Rock.
They're so
thick, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Luscious eyebrows.
They're beautiful.
If only I could pluck out half of the bloody eyebrow here and put it on top of my dome, I'd be a happy camper. Even if it was just a wee bloody rat's tail or something, I'd be into it.
A wee mohawk, a wee landing strip across the
head. Do we want some more stuff about what they're for?
One last one before we
move on. Another eyebrow fact, give us.
Additionally, they act as an ID card. Eyebrows stand out against the forehead and can be clearly seen from a distance. They don't change very much over time, making them perfect for identifying people.
Eyebrows.
There you go. You need them.
So if you want to go undercover, use sunglasses that cover your eyebrows, apparently, or shave them. So there we go. Righto. What are you in here for? Riddle Jim this.
Let's
do it.
Okay.
Riddle.
If Jim gets the riddle right, we'll give away a prize in the Rock Prize Cupboard. Two men are playing chess.
Ooh.
They play five games. Each man wins three. How?
What? Two men are playing chess.
Hmm. They play five games. Each man wins three. How?
Because they're playing alone. They're not playing together.
That's
is that
so
it?
So good.
Wow. Walk in the park.
Well, I might just go back and keep on winning at life, I think.
Yeah.
There he is, just kicking goals on a Wednesday afternoon.
The answer I had was actually they were not playing against one another. In no way does the question imply that they were competing against each other.
It's all about thinking outside that little wee box.
I know.
And you just jump out and have a look around and be like, I see it. That's what I do.
Yeah. Just pop your wee turtle head out there and have a look around.
Look around.
That's dead right.
Thank you, Jim.
Leave my shell and my body in the room.
Yeah. Anyway. It's been a real pleasure.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Pop your turtle head back in, mate.
Thane and Dunks drive home.
The Rock.
He's known as the Kiwi Bushman, and he's a heck of a hunter-gatherer. He's also the star of a new documentary about where our meat comes from. He says it's a real eye-opener for people that don't like hunting, but eat meat. The documentary is called Meat. And here he is to tell us more about it, Josh James.
And David, the filmmaker. Sorry, David, we didn't realise you were coming in as well.
No, that's totally fine. I'm just Josh's driver.
Fantastic, guys. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Thane and
Dunk.
Dunk looks like you should be in the hard rock band or heavy metal band.
He has that beard, isn't it?
It's getting quite long there, isn't it?
Because you fellas out there probably don't see these jokers. You just listen to them, mate.
Pretty much.
Yeah, majority of people, yeah. Yeah,
lucky them, jeez.
He's got an Iron Maiden t-shirt on too. He's the real deal, mate. The Rock FM.
The rock and roll, mate.
Oh, he lives and breathes the bloody rock, this guy. Hey, I'm excited. Saw the trailer, haven't seen the movie, but director David, why don't you give us a bit of a shakedown on what it's all about?
Yeah, it's essentially about three farmers and a hunter. I think if you want to learn about where your food comes from, you can only kind of look at two things. One, activists telling you that farmers are the worst and that you're terrible for eating a steak. Mm. And then farmers at the other end going, look how beautiful my farm is. There's nothing happening here. And I come from a farm. I eat a lot of meat. I have a meat freezer at my office. So at lunchtime, yeah. I go and get meat out and defrost it. So it's basically, I wanted to show the reality of it. So you guys could all look at it and be like, oh, I can make a more informed choice. And then I wanted a hunter. And Josh James is such a good character. And so he kind of brings that other side of the story, which is, hey, I get my meat all from the bush. So that's kind of the idea.
I visited a friend up north, can't remember when I was a kid. Anyways, they ended up slitting some kind of pig's throat and then gathering the blood for the black pudding and then just doing this massacre on it. And I was like, oh, my God. This is, maybe delicious. I shouldn't be saying that. Oh, it's delicious. I love bacon. I love it all. You know, I'm one of these people who are like, I love the steak, but just seeing the rawness.
I think you should though, right? Everyone should know the process before it gets to your plate. I think, I don't know, maybe this, what's the age rating on this movie?
M.
I think it should be shown in schools. So when, you know, the kids are eating their first steak or whatever, they just know the process that it's gone through and the hard work that's gone on, especially for you. You know, going out hunting to get your meat.
Yeah, it's pretty challenging, all right? And it's always good to know that I'm harvesting ethically.
Yeah.
And 1 minute the animal's having good old time dancing around in the mountains eating grass, and then the next thing it's rolling around down the hill dead, essentially.
Josh has got his arms out, ready to take it home to the family.
Grabbing it in my loving arms to take it back to feed my children.
What's the process? Are you allowed to just walk up the hill and shoot something? Or are you on someone's property? Or?
Well, if it's private property, you need permission. And if you're on Department of Conservation land, you just need a permit, which you can get online. And then it's
basic. You had a permit, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, good.
What's
it? I thought my film was about to be shut down.
and we had an exclusive.
It was actually pretty challenging hunting with David here because he's very unfit. He spends a lot of time in the city climbing up and down stairs and drinking lattes. So
it's a very graphic movie, David. This wasn't just for like ratings and just to get people, you become a world famous director, was it?
For me, as I say, like I come from a farm and I really wanted to learn about hunting. One of the things that I find most interesting then is that Josh said to me that there's no predators up in the hills. So a lot of these animals up in the hills, actually their teeth start to fall out if they aren't killed. And then they, is that true? And then they start to starve to death.
Yeah, they get old, they starve to death.
Really?
Yeah, because in New Zealand we don't have tigers and...
Wow.
Eagles.
How stressful would hunting be if you knew there was a tiger could be lurking?
Yeah. The grizzly bear.
The stakes are really raised and you've got a tiger hunting you. Well, you're hunting something else.
It is. It's pretty exciting. I've done a bit of hunting in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's just like that. As soon as you shoot an animal, you've got to be quick to get it out of there because the bears might come in. It's So we're pretty lucky in New Zealand, and as long as it's an animal, we're allowed to go out and hunt it. The hunting's awesome.
Just quickly, David, any massive eye-openers for you?
Oh, waste.
Yeah,
like it's kind of amazing. We've got a pig farmer in his big commercial indoor pig farm, and he talks about how 40% of us, we throw away 40% of our food. And he said, if I make 4,000 pigs, that's 1,600 pigs that I wouldn't have had to make if you guys had went throwing away, because I'd thrown away 10 pork sausages before I went on this film shoot because they were old. And I was like, when he said that, I was like, oof, that was a thing that you grew.
Yeah, but how many people out there are wasting bacon sandwiches? That's what I want to know.
Did you know fifth?
It's terrible.
Fifth highest wasted food in New Zealand is chicken.
Is that right?
Yeah, a million chickens a year.
Wow.
Yeah, that we throw away.
Everyone buys those roasted chickens from the supermarket, and you never, like, so often you'll have that sit in the fridge for a while, and you'll be like, oh, well, didn't quite get through all of that, and then it goes to the bin.
Perfect.
What's the biggest stag you've shot?
Oh, shoot it. The biggest stag? You mean high?
Yeah, or point, or like, don't they measure on the points and the antlers?
Yeah, that's more of a trophy hunting thing.
Okay,
I'm not much of a trophy hunter. I'm more of a meat hunter.
You just want the meat.
But antlers are cool. Don't get me wrong. Antlers are cool, and I love antlers. Hat racks on the wall. I think man was meant to hunt. We're predators. We got eyes in the front of our heads.
100%. We're at the top of the food chain. Just enjoy everything that you can. That's what I say. Look at Thane. He clearly has been.
Oh, man, I love it. Have you ever been fat shamed? Like, just no. Have you ever had protesters and come up to you and all that kind of stuff and have a go at you?
Not yet.
You afraid of any blowback?
I don't think Josh strikes me as a guy that's going to be afraid of anybody. I think Josh wins in that scenario.
No, there'll be some, you know, kind of happy ladies.
Possibly. There's a video floating around of me on the internet biting an octopus in the eyes, and I've had a lot of death threats on the comment section.
You reckon it's the quickest way to kill an octopus,
quickest,
right?
Quickest, easiest,
and
most effective way.
And you stick the thing in your mouth and rip a chunk of its head out.
What did that taste like?
And how'd you figure out octopus. How to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some old fella told me about it. It's just the easiest way to locate their brain is with your lips because they're very sensitive, your lips. Obviously, an octopus's brain is very small, whereas if you were to whack it on a head or stab it with a knife, you're not going to locate its brain. But if you put it between your mouth and your lips and then find it with your teeth and just bite down, knocks them out straight away. So it's a very humane way to kill an octopus.
When the first time that someone showed you that, were you like, you're taking the piss, mate? Like, oh, there's no way that I'm going to do that? Or were you like, oh, I believe you, you old codger, and you totally did it?
It sounded legit, yeah.
Because remember that time you tried to make me eat heart on the top of the mountain?
Yeah.
No, liver, heart.
Heart. Yeah, it was a heart, yep.
Yeah, everything.
Was it still warm?
Yes, yeah, still beating.
Still beating. Did you do it?
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't still beating. Oh. Our film's not that ridiculous. It's not some zombie apocalypse film on top of the mountain,
film
Joshua.
You popping out of the carcass, eh, with a mouthful of blood.
Yeah, no.
But there's actually not a kill shot in the film. One, because it's not really nice putting a kill shot in the film, but when we were up the side of the mountain, we saw the chamois and we were getting ready and I said, guys, focusing on the chamois because it was cloudy and the clouds were coming and going and the chamois had seen us and was about to run away and David said, I'm rolling, shoot it. And then I shot it and it fell over and David said, you missed it. And it turns out he was focusing on a rock and it wasn't the actual chamois. So.
I'd never seen a chamois before. What did I know what it looked like? It's not my fault.
It's so good.
Yeah, they're pretty sure it fell over, David. He said, no, you missed it. Shoot it again.
It looked like a rock after they've fallen over.
Exactly. Very mossy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. So where can people see the movie when it comes out May 4th?
Yes, in cinemas across the country. Go see it at the cinemas because it looks great and Josh is excellent and there's those big vistas and there's a lot of
it's beautifully shot. It looks lovely. Like the trailer is amazing.
It's pretty awesome. I was a little bit on the fence because
before the film
and all the rest of it before the film and then when I saw the film I've watched it about 5 times now. My kids love it. They love to watch it too.
Done. Thanks guys.
Alright, thanks boys.
No, thanks very much for having us.
Thane and Dunk's Drive Home.
The Rock.
Human traffic time.
Human traffic.
Oh yeah. 3520 keyword human if you want to get yours in. A bit light tonight, I'll be honest. Human traffic to the hot guy in the Seiko Wilson ute sitting at the lights in the viaduct. I want to take him home.
Ooh,
human traffic.
I like it when she does it better. To the tech driving the Gavin's tractor in Huntley, I'm a diesel mechanic. Let me service you and your tractor. Anonymous.
Human traffic.
Jeez, that was good, mate. I wouldn't have been. I'd put a name to that. To the hot blonde in the blue R34 RB26 DET heading through Greaton Tauranga. I'd polish it for free if she would polish my wonga.
I think it's supposed to be wanger.
Oh. That makes more sense.
Yeah, it does. Wonger.
Ooh, human traffic.
Oh, you wonger. To the hottie and the white swift heading south towards Huntley. Give us a flash and let me show you how much room is really in the back of a swift. Wink, wink. Damn, you are oh so fun.
Human traffic.
And that's it today. Short one.
Thane and Dunk's Drive Home. The Rock.